proposal to lower gas prices. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today calling on Congress and states to take action to make filling up American cars and trucks less of a financial burden.
President Biden says there needs to be a wartime footing to bringing down gas prices.
This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times.
The president says prices are up nearly $2 a gallon since Russia invaded Ukraine and says oil companies are pocketing those profits.
Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product.
President Biden is also pressing Congress and states to approve gas tax holidays, though there has been bipartisan skepticism in Congress about such a move.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Afghanistan's state-run news agency says a powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous region of the country's east, killing at least 1,000 people and injuring 1,500 more. Officials there warn the number of victims is expected to rise. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today telling lawmakers the Fed plans to increase a key interest rate to fight inflation.
At the Fed, we understand the hardship that high inflation is causing. We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so.
Last week, the Fed raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point, its biggest hike in nearly three decades. Brooklyn Center Minneapolis has agreed to pay $3.2 million to the family of Dante Wright, a black man fatally shot by a police officer who said she confused her gun with her taser. Attorneys for Wright's family said the tentative settlement also includes changes in police policies and training. Brooklyn Center Minneapolis police officer Kimberly Potter was subsequently convicted of first and second degree manslaughter and later sentenced to 2 years in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Harassment and violence have become common outside abortion clinics over the decades since the 1973 ruling legalizing abortion. Now providers and some in law enforcement are preparing for an increase in violence once the Supreme Court rules in a case that could end Roe v. Wade. They anticipate protests, harassment, and other violence will increase in states where abortion remains legal. The Department of Homeland Security has warned violence is likely to increase on both sides. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to publish a proposed rule next year that would require tobacco companies to eliminate nearly all nicotine in cigarettes.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf said in a statement Tuesday, lowering nicotine levels to minimally addictive or non-addictive levels would decrease the likelihood that future generations of young people become addicted to cigarettes. In their most recent data, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 31 million people in the U.S. were smoking cigarettes in 2020. In Washington, Kevin Cork, Fox News.
Game 4 in the Stanley Cup Finals takes place tonight.
90% of teams who have won the first two games of the best-of-seven Stanley Cup Final have won the Stanley Cup. The Colorado Avalanche won the first two games against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The second game, Colorado shut out Tampa Bay 7-0. But in Game 3 Monday, the first of this series on the Lightning's home ice, Tampa Bay outscored Colorado 6-2 to keep hopes intact to become the first NHL team in 40 years to win the Stanley Cup a third consecutive season. Hockey fans wondering who will be the starting goalie for Colorado, Darcy Kemper or Pavel Francouz? And will Tampa Bay star Nikita Kucherov be healthy to play tonight? He suffered a lower body injury that ended his game early Monday. Face off tonight at Amalie Arena, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Jared Max, Fox News.
No major moves on Wall Street today. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all ending the day in negative territory with minor losses. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.